This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. We jump right into it along the election trail, yet somebody else decides they're going to take a swing. So Elizabeth Warren goes after Donald Trump, essentially in a war of words, saying pretty much that this is lunacy, and it makes you wonder if she's going to jump in. I mean, is this kind of, there's been a push for her to possibly jump into this. Is this maybe what we're seeing? Plus, the new poll shows that Hillary Clinton trails only one in the Republican side of things. So Trump and Clinton remain on top. That's the CNN ORC poll. What does it mean? Bob Ney, always fun to have him, especially live with us from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio. Bob, so the new poll has Trump and Clinton even. Should there be some concern on the Democratic side for this?
Well, I mean, I've told my friends who have been saying, here comes the clown car, I said the clown car may run you over. Can I hear that both sides of the aisle? You know, Hillary Clinton, right. Oh, she can be beat. Donald Trump, oh, he can be beat. I think this is going to be, if it's those two, it's going to be, I think, razor close. I really do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be very, very close. But here's the thing. Does that mean we'll see more people go out and vote?
I think so. Now, one thing that Hillary Clinton has to watch, and I've argued this from day one because I served 11 years. We've talked on your show. I've served 11 years with Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders is a reality show in himself, and I mean that flatteringly. What you see is what you get. He's going to go all the way into the convention. He's not going to be like Rubio and drop out if he, you know, doesn't win X amount of states. He's a causal guy, Kate, as you know. He's a man mm-hmm. with a cause. Millions of followers. So as I've told many of my friends on the Democratic side that are supporters of Hillary Clinton, be very, very nice to Bernie Sanders. Very nice. Because they're going to need his people to turn out because the Democratic turnout has been low. But I think if you've got Clinton and Trump, and at the end of the day, if that's what happens, I still argue that people aren't going to say, "Oh, what do I do?" I think the turnout's going to be big, very big.
I do too. I think it may be our biggest turnout, at least in modern times.
I would think it would be. I mean, right now although there's arguments and people are so divided, but the amount of people now looking at this entire election in the last 3 or 4 months has been amazing for a wide variety of reasons. And I've never seen an explosion of politics in my lifetime, now including public policy. But, you know, the president was in Cuba, of course, today. And you've got that. That's monumental. The first time in 88 years.
Yeah.
You've got all these things, Supreme Court justice that the Senate won't have hearings on. And then you've got the candidates that still remain. And it's still up in the air with a lot of them.
Crazy. Elizabeth Warren, how about this? She called Trump a loser.
She's using his own verbiage. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Yes, but I wonder, because everybody keeps going to Warren, and you know this. There are people that desperately want her to be in this somehow.
Oh,
do you think she shows up somewhere?
The only way she would show up is if something catastrophic happened with Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, I'm not saying she can be indicted, but, you know, some type of deal with the emails we don't know about. The whole place blows up. You've got her and Bernie Sanders, then possibly a third person, which would be Elizabeth Warren. But the Democratic side is more cautious about this, about filtering names out there for potentials, whereas the Republican side has been very bombastic, you know, the anybody but Trump movement. Although tonight I saw a guy I know that puts out a blog, and he's put out a very, very anti-Trump blog, and today he's like, well, it's inevitable. So I put on his Facebook, I guess Hades froze over today. So, you know, on the Republican side, that, you know, they're trying to get Trump out. But Elizabeth Warren, there's just no movement to draft her because Bernie and Hillary Clinton are in some type of deadlock. I mean, nothing like that. On the Republican side, there's active movements. You know, Mitt Romney, you've seen it all. I had to work. Trump had a field day today in Washington, just a field day.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, Trump, how about this, Trump using, they were talking about this, using a teleprompter for his foreign policy speech. He was going to mess up, right? I'm going to use that teleprompter. I'm not going to mess this up, right?
Well, that's right. And he came, you know, with the AIPAC meeting with the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. He did pretty good. And then, of course, he's got a little edge on Hillary Clinton because of President Obama's deal with Iran, which doesn't sell well. Hillary Clinton was part of the administration, so he has a little edge there. He was very careful today. You know, he's going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. John Kasich even says, well, I'm not sure about that. Trump's going to move it. So you're right. You know, he read his lines. Of course, they had the final five today. They still got a lot of publicity, even though, you know, the president got a lot of publicity on the Cuba visit today. But still, did you see the tape? Did you see the full tape of that by chance?
Yes, I saw the full tape. And what was really weird is some awkward moments. There was awkward moments with this one question, the human rights deal, and then the Obama lifting, you know, Castro lifting Obama's hand, finishing the press conference. A lot of people are writing about that. But this is historic. It's unbelievable.
We have Victoria Jones down there, but they're running snippets, and I didn't know. And a friend of mine, David Lee, back here in Ohio, sent me a message and sent me the link. And I watched the whole thing because, you know, the news, CBS and a couple other stations didn't give the entire thing. And there were some real awkward moments. And then Raul Castro said, well, give me the names. Give me the names of the dissidents and from the one reporter's question. I'll free him tonight, he says. Just give me the names.
It was an amazing
historic visit after 8 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Rough assignment for Victoria Jones, too, by the way.
Yes, we all gave up and said, Victoria, you go in our place. Somebody's got to do it.
Yes, somebody's got to do it. It's got to be you. Wow, so interesting times, no doubt. Bob Ney, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So good stuff. You heard Bob say that he looked at the whole feed, so did I, and it's funny, he picked out the same thing I picked out. There was definitely some weird, awkward moments with Castro, and especially there was the response to the one question, because, you know, now it's a press conference, and it's, I won't call it a complete free-for-all, but it was kind of like that. I guess it was, yeah, with so much media there. And that's something they're not used to. So the president was urging Castro to answer questions about his human rights record on Monday. It was a very strange news conference in Havana. They took questions from U.S. and Cuban reporters. And, you know, so the question and answer session, you know, showed some differences, obviously, between Cuba and the United States. But it was the first time Castro's taking questions from, of course, the U.S. press. Yeah. And that was a push by the White House to do that. More on that Cuban visit and some other musings as well. If you want to throw in your two cents on what's happening, you can blast it to us at americatonight.net. Or you can dive on the phone lines. Sarah Fowler, you go to Cuba? You taking your vacation there? 855-266-5283.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
World, you get to pick your peeps. I say it all the time. Strong choices make for a better president because, let's face it, it's all about delegating to the right people in the cabinet. But even others around you in the White House, it all matters in the end. You got to pick the right people who then have to go on and pick the right people. So one of the cool things that happened, kind of a funny thing, when Donald Trump was speaking today at a news conference in Washington, he gave a sort of impromptu job interview during a news conference. He looked at a woman in the crowd who introduced herself as a 9/11 survivor and a vet of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and who voiced support for what his plan was for the military. Then she asked if work at the Trump International Hotel would be available to veterans. And he said, what are you talking about here? We are doing some of that actually already. We have it very much involved. What are you looking for? What kind of position? So he invited the woman to go up to the podium to conduct a job interview for the position at the upcoming hotel. And, I mean, of course, the crowd went crazy over this. He just went, so what's your experience in front of the world? She said, well, I design, I do wreaths, I do all types of decorations. He said, and you like this building? So he said, here's what I'm going to do. There's the man. And he directed her to one of his associates, telling the crowd, if we can make a good deal on the salary, she's going to probably have a job. So that is pretty wild. That is very Trump, isn't it? It's very Trump-like. So we'll see. We'll see if she gets the job, because trust me, people will be asking about that were there while that all unfolded. Absolutely. How about Bernie Sanders? While half of the world is watching what's going on in Cuba, this was Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders fans packed a Washington rally, right? Even if it's too late for him to catch Hillary Clinton and win enough delegates to become the Democratic Party nominee. They're there. The millennials are there day in and day out, no matter where he speaks or what's going on. They come out in droves. I mean, it's not just millennials, but there certainly are many millennials in the crowd because they always quote people who are in their 20s. And it was jammed. High school gymnasium, right? Thousands of people snaking along the sidewalks like they were lining up to meet a movie star. I mean, just stretch for blocks. 4,700 people, that was the capacity. And they were playing Bob Marley tunes, Revolution. There were signs, Nurses for Bernie, Natives for Bernie, all kinds of signs all over the place. So bottom line is, even if he doesn't win the nomination, there are still people saying, and which could be interesting, that they'll write his name in anyway. They'll write his name in anyway. How about that? It's interesting. But again, it comes down to delegates. So that's ultimately the deal. He doesn't get the nomination because of the delegates, but yet he gets a lot of people who have elevated him to a political rock star status, right? Absolutely. It is very strange what is happening along this path to the beginning of November and the general election. Those that have seen their fates flushed away and others who have been elevated like Donald Trump. And Trump, of course, was very, very popular in the crowd because of his pro-Israel stance today or Monday when he was speaking. And this is definitely the way he is. So he's there before the largest pro-Israeli advocacy group in America, and they were eating it up. Absolutely. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee wanted to hear the presidential candidates in downtown D.C. It is the first time, and I mentioned this with Bob, that Donald Trump actually read from a teleprompter, blasting Obama and promises if he is elected, he would, frankly, turn the course of what's happening. The days of treating Israel like a second-class citizen, he says, would end on day one. He said he would meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu immediately. He vowed to move the embassy, as Bob mentioned, to Jerusalem. He said any peace agreement negotiations would have to start with the Palestinians knowing the bond between the U.S. and Israel is unbreakable. Very different from what we have going on right now. It's not about that bond. It's about Palestinians, Israel, you know, but kind of actually blasting Israel and favoring perhaps the Palestinians a little bit, is so different than what's being said. And he even said at one point, this is a quote. He said, "I love the people in this room. I love Israel. I've received some of my greatest honors from Israel. My daughter Ivanka is about to have a beautiful Jewish baby." So about half of the audience didn't clap when he came into the hall. By the end of his 25-minute speech, a lot were standing, applauding, cheering. He got standing ovations. And so this is kind of a new phase in the campaign for Donald Trump to become president. He, he's not rambling. He had a prepared speech. They sent out texts of his remarks while he was speaking. He went through a laundry list of promises designed for the people in front of him, of course. And it was a kind of a different Trump than we've seen in the past. Then you had Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, who came after Trump. He started his speech with a shot at the front runner, referring to saying that Trump referred to the Palestinians in his speech, but that the government doesn't recognize the Palestinian Authority government as the sovereign nation and as that of a sovereign nation, rather, an independent state. He said that might come as a surprise to the previous speaker because Palestine hasn't existed since 1948. How about that? So he did say that Israel is one of the many countries that should pay the U.S. back for its foreign aid. He said, I want them to pay some money back. I think Israel will do that also. There are many countries that can pay. So that probably wouldn't be quite as popular for people to hear afterwards. But, it doesn't matter. He definitely had the crowd. He definitely was playing a different or singing a different kind of tune. Now it's getting a little bit more organized, I guess is the best way to put that. All right, coming up Tuesday, Arizona presidential primary. Right? Voters in the Grand Canyon state select their preferred candidates. Arizona's a winner-take-all state for Republicans. Tuesday, you got the Utah, the presidential caucuses. And you've got Democratic caucuses that start about 6 p.m. and end around 8:30 p.m. Republican caucuses start at 7, end around 9 p.m. So it will be interesting to follow that, I think. And then also on Tuesday, Idaho. And there you've got Democratic caucuses 6. This is Mountain Time, by the way. 6 Mountain Time. And then you, with the Democrats, they select their preferred presidential candidates. That's how they do it. Because remember, it's wonky the way this is. It's different every single place. Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, by the way, is going to deliver a video address. And that's at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C., where the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee huge conference is going on. So he's up and going, obviously, the big things. They're streaming it starting at 8 o'clock Eastern. That will be huge. Hillary Clinton is in Washington State, not to be confused with Washington, D.C., and she's doing a round table with tribal leaders. So she's going to be there for the day and do another campaign stop. Bernie Sanders is in California in San Diego at the San Diego Convention Center. And, you know, here's another interesting thing that's going to take place in D.C. The Department of Justice case over access to the San Bernardino attacker's iPhone hearing is going to take place in the U.S. District Court. Central District Court of California, so bounced from D.C. to California, as we know, that court. Oral arguments, boy, this is landmark. We'll be all over this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Favorite movies, The Godfather, does not mean another one of the few candidates left has bit the dust. Instead, it means we're going to do a fun segment about accents before we dive deeper into the politics of the day. Now that I gave you the schedule, you know what happened in Cuba, you know what was going on with Donald Trump, and you know that Hillary Clinton and Trump are tied, basically. They're on top in the CNN ORC poll. Trump is the top choice of Republican voters. No question about it. No matter what the so-called establishment, the people behind the curtain smoking cigars want to happen, that's not what the people want. The poll finds very little appetite for replacing the delegate leader and front runner with another candidate at the convention or through a third party run, because that's been suggested. I mean, we're talking with the Republicans, three candidates. 47% of the Republicans say they'd most like to see Trump win their party's nomination. And it's pretty much about the same as the 40% who say they would most likely support him in February. You go next to Texas Senator Ted Cruz, 31%, Ohio Governor John Kasich, the preferred choice of 17% of the Republican voters, and that's not going to get it done. It's a fantasy to think that that's going to happen. At this point, no way. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, they're making their final push, right? The race for the Democratic nomination, pretty steady. Clinton tops Sanders. She does. So the whole idea is getting the amount of delegates you need. 6 in 10 Republican voters overall say if no candidate wins a majority of delegates to the Republican convention through the primaries and caucuses, delegates should vote for the candidate who had the most support through those votes. So that's 82% among Trump backers, but just 40% among those who don't back Trump. So this could turn into a really nasty deal with the Republicans. The Democrats seem more united. 38% say they'll just go for it, they'll do it. 44 say it's divided now, but they'll unite by November. And it's only 15% who feel their party won't be united. Yada, yada, yada. But are they talking about the way the candidates speak? So check this out. If you rank accents in the United States, because, you know, we go to another country, they speak a foreign language, it might be a little bit different in the country and the city, but it's different when you come to the United States. One of the brilliant things I personally love about this country is our differences. As somebody who's had the incredible fortune to live probably where you're living, maybe not in your exact suburb, small rural farm area that's beautiful, or gorgeous, incredible mountain view, I guarantee I probably lived near that state or visited that state, because I've lived in every sector of the United States. And it is one of the greatest pleasures of my life to be able to meet so many people. So when they ranked accents, that Thrillist, when they took on the task of ranking American accents from the most awful accents that people didn't like, they didn't think they were very pleasant, to somewhere else where they thought they were acceptable, New Jersey got a terrible, terrible rating. They say it's offensive as much as the accent, the "oh my God" that people in Jersey say. They say it's like the sound of chain-smoking rats mating in an oil slick. What? So they really, really, really slammed New Jersey. Florida was right there, too. You know, tourist attractions, cool little areas, the charm of the beautiful beaches. But they say the accent is very, very odd, the way people in Florida speak. And then Ohio makes the list, too, because they say people in Ohio, they have this thing of wanting to sound down home, and it's awkward sounding. That just sounds awkward. Chicago made the list too. They say that the Chicago accent is the equivalent of a flapjack served at a characterless diner off of I-80. They say if flapjacks were completely void of flavor, state, and still frozen, and the diner were really a public restroom full of truckers yelling in grunts over the sound of the flushing sound in the bathroom, that's pretty much what you would get in Chicago. Wow! Oh, that is brutal. And I'm thinking of words and words that people say, and you know, in the Midwest, people in Minnesota, a noticeable phrase to me was when they say, "You betcha, yeah, you betcha," and they say that. And then, of course, on the West Coast, if you go to California, the very laid-back type of person you may bump into, it doesn't mean everyone there is laid-back, but you could get a "for sure," right? A "for sure." And they're saying that in Florida, that homey kind of feel that they're trying to create is when they adopt the "hey y'all" that other people in the South say. I think every area, frankly, has the words. I do a thing called learn the lingo. The lingo is definitely different every single place. Because you might be listening to me right now and you have no idea what a circle is. You know, when you come into an intersection and it's a circle and you have to enter from one side and go around, there are a lot of places that don't even have circles. Or they call them roundabouts in Europe. Back east in some places,
they have those. A lot of what happens is when you go to a new place, a lot of it is navigating the highways. You know, if you go to California, I think the most infuriating thing is forget the back roads, because who knows the back roads? Maybe in a particular area once you're in that area. But I thought it was fascinating that when you were going to meet somebody and they could be two towns over from you, you would have to kind of plan an hour and a half. Well, I hope I'm going to be there by noon, but you know how the traffic is on the 101. And even if I get off of this exit, that's not going to take me all the way down. And then there's so many traffic lights. So it's like a jigsaw puzzle. And it's always about, more than any place that I lived, California is all about the traffic in a different way the rest of us complain about traffic. It's more about navigating the traffic as to when you're going to get someplace, because you just don't know, right? You have no idea if you're going to make it or not. It's so hilarious to me. So I also saw, and this was what prompted this to me, what happens in the New Jersey area, the Italian New Jersey accent is a little bit different. So there's an episode of The Sopranos where, you know, they depict the whole Jersey Italian culture. And The Sopranos was a wildly popular show for people that lived anywhere in the United States. And there's a lunch meet called Capicola, but they call it Gabagool. So sometimes, and this is true, if you go into an Italian deli and you say Gabagool, they know what you mean, but it's so odd because the spelling is nowhere near what that word comes out as. I mean, Gabagool is G-A-B-A-G-O-O-L. Capicola is C-A-P-I-C-O-L-A. If you just tune in, you're like, what is this lady doing? Is she giving us a spelling test? No. We veered off into accents. Bernie Sanders, he has such a thick accent that Larry David, when he imitates him on Saturday Night Live, really exaggerates that whole, his movement, his whole accent. But his accent isn't a Vermont accent. He grew up in New York. He has a New York accent. A thick New York accent. And it was funny, when you're shopping, think about this. If you do shop, if you run out and you got to get cheese, you're like making your own pizza. And I don't care if you're listening to us in Oklahoma, Ottumwa, Iowa, Dallas, Texas, New York, wherever, doesn't matter. So you got to get mozzarella, right? And the best is when somebody back east, when you're looking for it, and they say mozzarella, mozzadella, mozzarella, and you have no idea. And there's a cheese that you use, oh, one of my favorites, when you make lasagna, and it's ricotta cheese, right? Ricotta. If you're listening to me in Illinois, you're not going to argue about that. You're listening to me in Florida and Sarasota, you're not going to argue about that, right? It's ricotta cheese. But there are people on the East Coast that call it ragout. So you say that, you have no clue. Would you really know what that means? It sounds like regoat, ragout. And I think what it is because a lot of syllables, a lot of vowels kind of just fall out. And that's what the different accent is there. Right? In the South, a whole different thing. It's like, what do you call soda? Do you call it Coke? Do you call? I've had people call it Pepsi. You want Pepsi? It's like Pepsi. Wait, that's all you have? Pepsi? No, Pepsi means soda. What kind of Pepsi do you want? Do you run into these problems when you're traveling? I don't know. I thought it'd be fun. All right, stay with us. True or false? Current events? What else is shaking? We got that coming up on the flip side.
We'll be right back. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That I'm about to introduce you to could crush me on any given day. You know, I take a lot of pride in my golf game, but she would shred me. I am so sure of it. Wait till you meet her. I'm sure she's practicing off in the background somewhere, although does she really need it? Avery Zweig is with us now, and she is just amazing. She became the number one ranked player in the world for the graduating class of 2025 on the junior golf scoreboard. She still has that top spot. That happened back in August of last year. She's headed for the Masters, and why is that? Because of the drive, chip, and putt. She qualified. She's going to be there at Augusta National. Avery, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
You're welcome.
So first let's talk about qualifying for the drive, chip, and putt. What was that like? What was it like when you found out, hey, I'm in? Because I know you already know how big the Masters is, right?
I do. So when I got in, the last stage was in Minnesota at Hazeltine Golf Course, and I was really nervous before. But the first, because there are three disciplines. The first discipline that I did was my drive, and I hit it really well. And when I was done, it was just like all of my nerves just went away. And then when I was done, it was just, I was just really proud of myself.
I love that. So here's the thing. So you said once you did the drive, you knew it and your nerves went away. Is the drive your favorite shot? Do you like to drive for show? And do you, you know that old adage, drive for show and putt for dough. What do you like to do the best on the golf course?
I really love to putt because that's how I started playing golf. And if you can't putt, like you can't play because we say good putting can make up for a lot of bad shots. So putting's my favorite.
Putting's your favorite. What was it that drove you to golf? I know your father caddies for you, and he's your buddy, and, you know, all there's a lot of sports between the two of you. Was it your dad that, boy, you just like being with your dad, you like doing the golf, and you like doing sports in general? What was it that drew you to the passion you already have at 9 years old for golf?
Well, my dad did start me out, so he used to play so much that I told my little preschool class that he worked at the golf course, and he did. He would play golf with people that he could do deals with because he's in sales. So I thought he worked there. So by the time I was two, he got a little putting mat for me, and he taught me how to putt. So. As I told you, good putting makes up for a lot of bad shots, so that's the first thing that I learned how to do. And then the golf game, when I was five, I played my first tournament, and it grew from there.
Wow, and here at nine, you've played in so many tournaments. How many have you won so far?
How many have I won? I've won 110 and played in around 200.
Wow, 110 out of 200? Oh, those averages are so sky high. Congratulations, that's unbelievable. Do you watch the scoreboard when you're playing to see where everybody else is?
No, I don't. But, if I'm in a... Like, for instance, when I played match play one time, my dad pretended like I was down the whole time so I could keep making up strokes. But we really never look at the scoreboard because I could get myself in some type of pressure that I really don't want to be in. I just need to play my game out there and I'll be fine.
I love that. That's the winning attitude. Do you have a favorite? Because you've played in so many different golf courses. Do you have a favorite golf course of all the places that you've played?
No, I love Cascada. I haven't played there yet, but from what my dad has said, it looks like a really nice course, and I've been to their pro shop, so.
So you're excited. Yeah. You know, you've played on a couple of courses that I've played that really, really tamed me. You've played on the Tribute Golf Club in Dallas. You played at Bear Creek in Dallas as well. And Bear Creek, you know this, Avery, it's distracting for me where the planes are flying all over the place, but you're so focused. I bet the planes didn't bother you, did they?
When I was bored, I sort of looked at the planes to see what airline they were. It's also really windy there, so it's a hard course.
It is a hard course. It's windy there. You just gave me my best excuse. I'm playing there in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to say Avery told me it's windy here, and I'm looking at all the planes. I have to see what the planes say on them, so I have an instant distraction and the reason why I'm not playing as well. I know you've met a lot of really cool golfers. Did you meet Jordan Spieth?
No, but I think I am. After Augusta, because hopefully he'll be playing in the Red Bull, what is it, the Shell, the Redstone Championship when I'm at Augusta. So I'll meet him the following day.
Nice. Have you met any other golfers yet? I know you will meet them if you haven't. There's a lot of fabulous women golfers and obviously men as well. Have you met any of them yet?
I've met Brittany Lang. She's actually one of our good friends.
Mm.
And Lexi Thompson, I've met two times.
Lexi Thompson. I know both of them. Lexi Thompson and Brittany Lang, both really, really special the way they play. They're very competitive, just like you, right? Yeah.
Yes, to some sort.
Yep, exactly. So you said you focus on your game, you go out and play, but you also have another passion. You've done something tremendous also at a very young age. You care about other people, and you've raised money. You raised money for a janitor at the school, $10,000, and I know you're helping other people. What fuels that?
Well, first, I raised $10,000 for the year and $7,640 for Mr. Jeff.
Wow.
And then the rest of that money to complete the $10,000 was for some local charities. But it started out because my school was trying to raise money for him, because when they found out he was diagnosed with cancer, they were all felt really sad for him, so they were doing something. And then, so it was like at this place, and you could donate, and my dad dropped in the 20, and I said hi to him, and then when we got in the car to go back, I said I wanted to do something. So that very day, Mr. Rick Green, who founded the Two Scene Dream Foundation, contacted my dad and said, "Can Avery wear my stuff?" And he said yes, but I really don't know if that's going to, like, make money or donate or something, or do something. So my dad then said, maybe we can do something with the Two Scene Dream Foundation, and you can raise money for Mr. Jeff. So that's how it started.
Wow. What's your goal now? I know you're still continuing to do wonderful things like that for other people, huh?
I am, and my goal now, okay, so this year we're getting bigger and better, and we have two girls from other areas that are getting pledges from their own areas, and so our goal and what they raise is going to go with me, and it's going to go to Kaysen, the little boy that we're raising money for, and our goal is $25,000.
Wow, $25,000. Now, there's people listening all over the country. Is there a place where they can send money? Is there some place we can send them? If not, we can do that later. But do you know where people can send money to help?
WinGreenForKaysen.com or Avery's Wag Golf will have a link to the page.
Avery's Why. That, just go right there and I'll have a link. That's wonderful. You are tremendous. I have one last question. You know, with all the clubs we carry around, the rest of us hackers, usually there's a club that we favor. Do you have a favorite club? Is it your putter?
It is my putter.
Your putter. What kind of putter?
What kind of putter do I have?
Yeah. Do you know what kind it is?
Odyssey White Hot.
Oh, white hot. You know, I have the same putter. Maybe we should exchange, because you have, yes, but you have a lucky putter. Mine is not always as good. So if we exchange, maybe some of your luck and skill will rub off on me. Avery, you are wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.